Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
There's great coverage of the story in the New York Times about deportation cases in this country. It's something we've talked about quite a lot here on this program. And many of these deportation cases, in fact, hundreds of thousands, are coming up for review by the Department of Homeland Security. That process begins today. The Department of Homeland Security says their goal is to speed up the process of deporting those people who have committed serious crimes and then halt deportation for those who have no criminal record. Joining us now, Richard Huber, who's been an immigration attorney for 15 years. Richard, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
You know, the last time we spoke to you, you were joined us with your client, Manuel Guerra, and you helped him win his deportation fight. So what's your reaction now to this news coming out of the Department of Homeland Security?
Well, it's good news, and it's important news because for the last 2 to 3 months, we've been operating in this kind of state of chaos where nobody really knows what the change in policy means, and the information and guidance had not been issued and has not reached the levels of immigration that it needs to. I mean, there are agents out on the street and deportation officers making decisions as we speak who don't realize that there has been a change in policy. They don't even know what this memo is or what it means as far as prosecutorial discretion. And it's been frustrating. It's been very tough the last few months to try to use this memo and defend a client when there's so much unclarity. And hopefully this announcement today gives us that clarity we need.
Well, I guess the announcement could give us clarity, Richard, but does it actually fix this problem you're talking about, the training of the actual agents who are both detaining people and possibly putting their deportation courses into the courts?
Well, it's going to take, I think, quite some time to get the training done nationwide. And I can tell you from personal experience, I've been doing this 15 years, and only a couple months ago, an officer was arresting one of my clients on the street, got on the phone with me. I was able to convince the guy to take the call, and he said to me, like a robot, "I don't know what memo you're talking about. This doesn't apply. I don't have discretion. She's going in." And so he took her into custody. So unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be reaching a lot of the levels that it needs to reach.
We're speaking with Richard Huber, an immigration attorney for 15 years. And what we're talking about is this new process from the Department of Homeland Security in which they speed up the process of deporting people who have serious criminal records and then halt those with no criminal record. But, Richard, from what you're saying, it sounds as though this isn't going to have a lot of real effect on the streets, or not immediate effect, i.e., that immigrants will still have to worry about being detained. They could just be picked up off the street, even though they may win their case eventually in court.
Well, that's correct. And I have a case right now. I have a case of a father of 5 U.S. citizen children from Guatemala. He's been here almost 20 years. 3 of the children are his own biological children. 1 is a stepson, and he has adopted and been determined in family court to be the best parent for a 5th U.S. citizen child. So he picks beans. He's an agricultural worker and works very hard at $10 an hour, and the man just wants to stay. He's sitting in ICE custody right now as we speak, and we had made efforts under this memo and under this new policy of prosecutorial discretion, and it was denied. One of the kids has a medical condition, a heart problem, a heart condition, and the officer denied in a one-line email saying that it wasn't compelling enough. So this morning, right after I get off the phone with you, I'm going to let this be known to this deportation officer because, again, it doesn't seem to be reaching all avenues or all levels of all the various agents and deportation officers, supervisors. There's a lot of bureaucracy and a lot of red tape in terms of getting through to people who actually understand that it exists and then someone who will actually use the discretion they do have to make the right call in cases like that.
And I assume that this man that you're talking about, this father of 5, has no criminal record?
He has a minor record involving traffic tickets, and that's because he couldn't get a license. I mean, once you're out of status and he was in a situation where he could not get a license, down here in South Florida, there is no subway or train to go to work, and this man's trying to support five kids. So he was caught, I believe, once or twice driving without a license, which they have made into a huge, you know, negative in the case. But frankly, I mean, that's something that unfortunately you see pretty frequently down here in South Florida because they need to drive. I mean, the kid that has a heart issue needs to go see the doctor. And so he needs to be able to drive. And that's one of the big problems with regard to this policy is getting them the benefits they need just to get by day to day, you know, rather than cramp the system with these people who really shouldn't really be in the system. I mean, this should be focused, as they're trying to do, on criminals and people who are serious, you know, violators of immigration law, and not someone with five kids who he supports and takes great care of.
Well, let me just ask you then. You're saying that the immediate effect will not be great simply because there's so much confusion about what exactly this policy means, and it sounds like not everybody's even informed of it. But what about the eventual impact? It's 2 years, 5 years down the road. Is this going to have a major impact on immigrants here in the United States and the number of cases that end up in court?
Well, I'm optimistic. I know the last 2 to 3 months have been very difficult, but with this more, you know, specific and clear guidance that we seem to be getting today and tomorrow from the department, it's clear that they're going to implement it. And now it takes time. I think by January they should be doing all the training nationwide, but they start out in these pilot programs in certain cities, and it's the government. And the federal government, having worked there for 5 years, I know from personal experience that it takes time for this kind of a program to be implemented, the training to take place. It's already been, you know, 2, 3, or more months now that it's been announced that they're going to change this policy, and this is the first real guidance that we've received. So it's going to take time, but I do think in the future they're going to come to realize that with as many people as we have here who are without status, that prioritizing and putting the focus on the right people and who we should be deporting quickly, serious criminals, gang members, you know, people who are violating the laws rampantly as far as immigration laws. Those are people we need to get out, or even recent people who have come recently who haven't built a life here 10 years or more, 20 years, like my client who's going to be deported any minute now if we don't get him some attention or some help in this case. Five kids are going to be without a father if this man doesn't get some help and attention now. And he's in ICE custody as we speak, and they're saying no. So I think it's got to just permeate and get their attention as far as the people on the ground and in the trenches at the local levels, and not just headquarters and judges and prosecutors.
ICE is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency.
Correct.
Richard Huber, we're going to have to let you go then so you can go help your client who's being detained.
I will do my best.
Thanks so much. Richard Huber is an immigration attorney. He has been for 15 years talking about the new policy from the Department of Homeland Security, new process, that is, that speeds up the process of deporting those who have criminal records and halts the deportation of those who don't.